Here's the latest audio research news from the Transmitter. Remembering Adam Kampf, neuroscience educator and researcher, by Lauren Schneider. On a trip to Munich in 2004, Adam Kampf, then a Harvard University graduate student, stopped to visit with Tom Marsick-Flogel, who was doing a postdoctoral fellowship at the Max Planck Institute of Neurobiology. The two had first met when they roomed in the same house during the Society for Neuroscience conference in New Orleans the year before. Kampf found Marsick-Flogel stymied by a broken two-photon microscope, and for the next several weeks they worked on fixing it. At night, they went out for beer and Bavarian pretzels with butter, recalls Marsick-Flogel, now director of the Sainsbury Wellcome Centre at University College London. This kind of assistance, Marsick-Flogel says, was typical of Kampf, who died of cancer on December 9th at age 45. Kampf ran his own laboratories in London and Portugal, where he led the team that developed Bonsai, a programming framework to handle multiple streams of experimental data. But his career was also marked by his efforts to help other researchers, including launching No Black Boxes, a project that trains people on how to use new technologies. I don't think you can measure his impact the way you would for traditional scientists, says Ben Slavetsky, professor of organismic and evolutionary biology at Harvard, who supervised Kampf's postdoctoral research. Most of us are trying to claw ahead in this game of academia, and he was not interested in it. He wanted to just teach and share his wisdom generously. Raised in East Aurora, New York, Kampf studied astronomy and astrophysics at Harvard as an undergraduate student, but his interest in the complex systems underlying life drew him to neuroscience in his final year of undergrad, Lvechki recalls. That year, Kampf joined the newly formed lab of Florian Enger and, using what he had learned about optics from his astronomy training, constructed a prototype for the team's first two-photon microscope. When he became a doctoral student in the lab, he tackled a logistical problem. Enger was curious about what larval zebrafish could offer the system's neuroscience field, but most research equipment was built for cell cultures and rodents. Kampf developed the team's custom experimental setups, paving the way for the lab to visualize brain-wide activity in the fish. He basically single-handedly built my lab, Angert says. While at Harvard, Kampf also met his first wife, Eva Naumann, now assistant professor of neurobiology at Duke University. Kampf's refusal to be held back by technological limitations rubbed off on Kristen Saveri, assistant professor of biological sciences at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, who was a fellow doctoral student in Engert's lab. That absolutely flipped my worldview, she says. We can just write the code. We can just build the microscope. Kampf carried this mindset to his postdoctoral research on the role of the motor cortex in motor learning and control at Harvard, supervised by Lvechki, who describes him as a joker in the pack, but also a researcher who transformed the lab by inspiring his colleagues to tackle problems in new ways. After his postdoc, Kampf started a lab at the Champalimaud Center for the Unknown, a research institute in Lisbon, Portugal. There, his team created the Bonsai framework, which allows video tracking and electrical physiology data, among other data types, to be collected during closed-loop behavioral experiments and today is used by teams at the Allen Institute, Columbia University, and elsewhere. Rui Costa, president and chief executive officer of the Allen Institute, who was research director at Champalimaud at the time, says that during this period, the institution began asking group leaders during presentations who had influenced their work. So many mentioned Kampf, Costa says, that leadership at Champalimaud began to call this the Adam factor. Kampf's first marriage ended during this time, and while at a conference, he was introduced to zebrafish researcher Elena Driosti, who also needed help building a two-photon microscope. They ended up marrying in 2016 and eventually had two children. Together, they went to the United Kingdom, where Kampf set up one of the first neuroscience research groups at the Sainsbury Wellcome Center. Because Kampf was just 45 when he passed away, his publishing record is limited. But his 2023 article on the motor cortex was an amazing synthesis of the field. Marsick-Flogel says, Kampf prioritized spreading scientific knowledge over publishing flashy papers in prestigious journals. Engert says, his footprint on science was absolutely remarkable, and it just doesn't show up in author lists. Kampf also left his mark as a teacher. Saveri says his guidance in the lab informed her own mentorship of students. There isn't a time that goes by that I don't think, oh, this is something that Adam taught me. I should teach them that. Kampf leveraged that skill in 2012, when he and his former Harvard colleague Florin Albinu, now professor at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, and Ralsi Murison of the Transylvanian Institute of Neuroscience in Romania, co-founded the Transylvanian Experimental Neuroscience Summer School. The program taught students that they can build top-notch equipment without much infrastructure if they have the people around them that actually have expertise, Albinu says. the spirit of the school is very much Adam's spirit. Kampf was also working on another entrepreneurial idea. In 2010, he began to develop training materials to help PhD and other graduate students understand new technologies. The project would become No Black Boxes. In 2020, Kampf left his research post at the Sainsbury Wellcome Center, though he continued to teach a graduate neuroscience boot camp. And he and Driosti broadly launched No Black Boxes the next year. This effort included NeuroKit, a package of supplies for an online course that teaches neuroscientists how to build a robot, which made instruction possible during the COVID-19 pandemic. No Black Boxes also offers instruction for scientists in other disciplines, as well as courses for secondary school students, which were inspired, Driosti says, by their two young children, who were curious about the smartphones and remote controls they saw around the house. Driosti says there are plans to start an official foundation to support the initiative. As Kampf's condition worsened in his final weeks, Engert, Lvechki, and Marcik Flogel visited him in the hospital. Marcik Flogel bore Bavarian pretzels and cold butter, at Kampf's request, to remember their time in Munich. "We found him a really good bakery here and brought them back, and we enjoyed it so much," Marcik Flogel says. These moments, very little things matter. This audio was created using artificial intelligence. Stay up to date with the latest neuroscience news and perspectives at thetransmitter.org. Follow audio research news on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.